My name is John Erling, and today's date is May 23rd, 2022. So, Frank, would you state your full name, please?
Frank Otto Riesinger.
How do you spell Riesinger?
R-I-E-S-I-N-G-E-R.
And your date of birth?
August 20, 1926.
And your present age?
95.
And you look forward, looking forward to August?
August 20, I shall be 96.
96
yes.
years old. Mm-hmm. Riesinger, what is the background of that? What nationality is
German.
It? German.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Frank Riesinger, he emigrated in the 1860s, settled in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that's where Riesingers come from, is from Ohio. My grandfather, Frank Adam, came over, and he settled there. And then my dad was born in Kansas City, and then I was born here. So the Riesingers originally were from Germany, of course. And my mother's father was from Switzerland. He was a Schweizer. So they both spoke German in that part of Switzerland. They spoke German.
Where are we recording this interview?
Here at my home in Broken Arrow.
Where were you born?
In Tulsa. It's a suburb of Broken Arrow.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a nice suburb. In Tulsa. I live in the suburb of Broken Arrow. Right.
Wow.
So you were born in a hospital?
No, in a home, in a duplex. The address is South Wheeling, a block off of Peoria. So it's about a mile from downtown Tulsa.
And that's where your parents lived?
In the north side duplex at that time, and I was born in that duplex.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had an older sister, 3 years old at that time.
Your mother's name?
Was Emma Marie Herlig.
And where was she from and where did she grow up?
She was born in Kansas City and grew up in Kansas City, Missouri.
Can you tell us what she was like? Describe her personality?
Well, she was my mother. She was very precious to me. So I can't describe her personality, except she was a wonderful mother, and I had many precious years with her until she passed away too soon.
So how old was your mother when she died?
She was 45.
45 years old.
Uh-huh.
Then your father, what was your father's name?
Otto Carl Riesinger. They called him O.K. Riesinger.
Okay. And where did he grow up? And where was he born? And
he was born in Cincinnati, Ohio, in 1898. Shortly thereafter, they moved from there to Kansas City, so he grew up in Kansas City.
So what did he do for a living?
He was a jeweler, engraver, and die cutter.
Okay. And his personality, was he outgoing? Was he
very outgoing, very industrious. He was very, at all times, he was busy doing something. Of course, during most of our early life was a depression, and he really had to be inventive just to keep our family going during the depression.
Right. And how old was he when he died?
My dad was, he was born in 98, so he was 74 when he died.
All right. And then your sister, did she live?
Is she living? Yeah, she lived a long life. She just died 3 years ago. She was born in 23, and she just died 3 years ago.
So how old then she was?
She would have been 93, I think.
Wow. So it's interesting, your mother dies early.
Yes.
Your father, 70-some?
74.
74, and mm-hmm. here are the two children, Live way beyond their parents.
Way beyond. And then I have a younger brother who was born, he was born in 41. He's 14 years younger than me. He's still living, and he's 72.
Okay.
So he and I are still living.
We don't know why we live so long, but
don't have a clue.
I'm sure people ask you that. Why did how can you have been living so long? And but you've taken care of yourself.
Yes, I've been healthy most of my life. Been extremely healthy, and I have taken care of myself. I've lived a sober life. I never overate. I never drank. I never smoked. And then never did anything bad. And so anyway, I lived a very careful life, I should say. I never took any chances, and I never had any problems with anyone. I loved everyone going through these years and got along with everyone. Never had any enemies. Had lots of friends, most of them who are dead now.
Yeah.
So I just lived a very careful life.
Is that one of the things that's the toughest about getting old? Most of your friends are gone?
Most of my friends are gone, of course, yes.
Yeah.
I have three friends still living that are about my age, and they're in poorer health than I am, unfortunately, because of age.
Yeah. Well, you're fortunate. You live here in your home by yourself.
Yes, and, that is fortunate.
Very fortunate. Mm-hmm. Talk about your education. What was the first school you attended?
Kindergarten. I went to kindergarten in Kansas City when I turned five. And then after kindergarten there, we moved to a small town in southwest Missouri, Humansville. It's not even on the map. And I attended first, second, and third grades there in a tiny town of Humansville, population 1,000. And then at that time, we moved back to Kansas City, and I went through the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade there in Kansas City. And then we moved from Kansas City back to my original birthplace here in Tulsa in 38, and I finished my education here, junior high at Wilson, junior high, high school Will Rogers High School, graduated there in 43, and went away to college to Oklahoma A&M at Stillwater for the first year there. Then the war was on, so I went to the Army, served the last year of the war in the Army Air Corps.
Okay.
And then after the war ended, I came back on the GI Bill of Rights and finished my college education and graduated from TU in 49, Phi Beta Kappa.
Wow, that's great. Let me bring you back as a child and a teenager and what you did for entertainment and movies and all that kind of thing.
I had a wonderful growing up period, wonderful childhood. Through all of my childhood, I just had fun. It was a wonderful, I wanted to relive it. It was so fun and so good. Anyway, as a child, we just played in the neighborhood. Went to school. After school, we'd play around in the neighborhood, and I had some exciting situations during Halloween. We lived in the small town of Humansville, and at that time, I was just 6, 7, and 8, a little kid, but I'd follow all the bigger kids around on Halloween night, jumping over outhouses, and we pushed a farm wagon, lots of farm wagons around then, up into town and up on the steps of the community house there. We had one thrilling time when I was about 8, I think. So we just had a lot of fun growing up. I used to climb trees, hike a lot. We dug caves, finished them off, and we're putting boards over the tops and then dirt, and then we'd have our secret meetings down in those caves.